Okay, let's go. Les Hilchos Kochani Shmaitz. We had over here a lot of interesting dinim, all sorts of coolers. Memches on top. Memches on top. Today's the opposite memches. Now, Memzayin and Beis, I don't list the coolers. Cotton Amutl Barisa, you can make a Zimun. Cotton Vorin Mistarfin. 9 is as good as 10. 2 Talmidei Chachomim make 3. All sorts of coolers like that. Then Cotton HaPareach. Rashi Cotton HaPareach, not a cool. If you have a cotton who has Cyrus, Simonim, but he's younger than 13, usually that means nothing, you can use him in Zimun. Says the Gemara now. Let's Hilchos Kol Nishmaitz. We don't like any of these things. Elo, the end of the day. Ki hod omer av nachmud kot na yodei lami mevorchim mezam nemolov. Now, the way Rashi learns and the Rif, that means interesting. Then, forget all the things. If a cotton knows to who he's mevorchim, knows what's going on, you can be mitzarefim to Zimun.
Without mentioning Saras or not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The Rif says clearly, it could be 8 years old, 9 years old. Let's say Putin is a 4 years old. I know, 8, 9, something like that. If he knows what's going on, to who he's benching, we don't pass him that way, but the Shulchan Aruch does pass him like the Rif. That's how Rashi learns, which is interesting, because if you remember...
Arguing on the Mishnah.
Not arguing on the Mishnah. Slow, 1 second. That's less than that. That's 10 that are less. I'm going to point out Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Memhei and Beis, when he said that Ketanim are no good, he said, Avodim and Ketanim can't be together because of Mishka Zoch, the preachers. What are you preachers for? Stam cotton is no good. That's Rashi learns that any cotton who knows what's going on is good for Zimun. Because you can't put it together when Eved else preaches. The mission that's talking about a cotton that's no good is a cotton that's below that age. He doesn't know what's flying. Abaye v'rova havu yasri kamid de rabo. They were kids. A famous Gemara. Omalu rabo lemi mevorchim. They were kids then. Rabbi asked them, who do you say brachas to? Amri lele rachmona, tashem. So he asked them, rachmona heche Yosef. He wasn't sure if they really knew what Rachmona means. He thought maybe the Rebbe told them Rachmona, and they babbled Rachmona. Where does Hashem live? Where does he sit? Rova Achman Shmei Klol. Rova pointed to the roof. Abaye Nofikol Borai went outside. Achman Klapi Shmei pointed to the Shomayim. Omalu Rabo. He sees these kids are good. Tarvaichu Rabbonan Havis. You're both going to become Talmid Chachomim. Hainu Damri Inchi. That's what people say. Bootsin is squash. Mekatfe Yedi, when they're very young, you can see that they're going to grow well. I see from these kids that they're going to become somebody. Omer b'yudabrei de Rav Shmuel b'sheilas, mishmei de Rav, tisha ochlu dogon. You want to make a zimun of 10, right? So 10 people, I'm sorry, 9 people washed. Echad ochlu yerek. It pasht means he had a kazai. It's a kipshu, that means he had a kazai. But he didn't wash. Mitzdarf, that's good enough. Omer b'zeir, in boi minei Rebbe Yehuda, yes Rebbe Yehuda, shmoy namahu. What about 8 washers and 2 stam guys? Shivamah, what about 7 washers and 3? Omalei loishno, no problem. That means even if you have 7 people washed, 3 did not, you can make a zimun with a shem. Shisha, now that word is wrong. Shisha, it's a vai. Shisha, I'm sorry, let me wait. I didn't ask him 6. I should have asked him 6. What about 6 washers and 4 yerek guys? Omalei Reb Yirmiya, shapar avdis lo biyo. You didn't have to ask him. Why? Hosam time of my why is 7 good? Mishum dikaruba. Sochanami ikaruba. What's the difference? If 8 is good, if 7 is good, because it's right. So 6 is also good. Says the Gemara, v'iyu sova, yel not that way. Ruba de minka binin. 6 is not good. And that's how the din is remains. You need a ruba de minka. 7 is called a ruba de minka. 6 is not. Interesting, what's called ruba de minka? The Rabbi Yonah says you need 2/3. You need 66.26%. So 6 you don't have it, 7 you do have it. Now that's important, nafkamina, because there's a big machloikis. This is by 10. What about Zimun of 3? 2 guys washed and 1 ate an apple.
I think we do.
One second. And Benny Rishonim says it's no good. The Rif says brings sheets with it. We, Pashkanach, brings that. We say it is good. And Zog, the Rabbeinu Yenik, because we have a Ruba Dominka. Because 2 out of 3 is 2/3. It's good enough. It's more than 6. Less than 7 was more than 6. So it is good. And the minigas that we do it, yeah. Yanai Malko Malkiso. Now this Yana guy was a character. It wasn't a character, he was a tough guy. He's the one, if you remember, Kiddushin killed out all the Chachom. He got mad at them and he killed them all out. Okay, Yana Malka Malka and his king, queen, Krichu Rifta, Bar Yadore, we're eating lunch. Now, he didn't have a bench. He didn't have a bench. He needed somebody to be moitzim with the bench. But since he killed all the Tamid Chachom, he got nobody left. Since he killed all the Rabbon, he initially broke it, and nobody had a bench for him. Omar Lula, the busy, says to his wife, Man yohiv lon gabra, who will give us a man? The mevorich on bench for us. Omerlena, she was the sister of one of the gedolim. She ben shotach was her brother, and he was still alive. She was hiding him. So she says to him, listen, if you promise me that you won't chepa the guy, he was killed, he killed all the rabbonim. If you promise, he says, now get me a rov to bench for me. She says, listen, if you promise me that you won't touch him, I'll bring you somebody. Ishtabali, swear to me, the imaisin aloch gav, if I bring you a person, the lomitzarisli, you won't chepa him. Ishtabali, he swore. I see Sla Shim and Shotachu, so she brought Shim and Shotach, her brother. Oisvei, Yanaib sat him down in the royal seat. Ben Didele, he sat him between the king and he sat down between the king and the queen. Omalei, so Yanai says, Chazis kama yikra vidnaloch. See how much covet I give you? To which Shim and Shotach was okay, he held his own. He says, Lomalei, lavat komoikusli. You're not giving me the covet. Oiraisu, the mokuli. The Torah is giving me the covet. The siv. If you beautify the Torah, she'll pick you up. She'll be mechabed you if you embrace her. And it's a person who's close to the Torah will get covered. I mean, you're giving me covered. You have covered because I'm a Talmud Chacham. Omalei, some make it Omalo. He turned to his wife and he says, Kochoz is lo mekabel morus. I see these Chachamim just don't accept authority. I give him a compliment and he hits me right back in the face. Okay, meantime, you guys got a bench run. Yavle kasel bruche. He gave him a kois to bench. Now, he didn't eat anything yet. So, Omar, hey, Chiyavrich, what should I say? Boruch she'ochal yane v'chaveirev? Mishalo, what should I say? I can't say boruch she'ochal, I'm going to guess. I should sit on a chair. Done. There's a pile of gemaras on a chair in it. What should I say? Boruch she'ochal yane v'chaveirev? Mishalo? Shas yila ukasa. So he drank that one, and they gave another cup to bench with. Yavu le'kasach v'inu boruch. Now, that's a strange thing he did, Shimon ben Shotach. Because let's say he ate.
Zimun. This was found benching, right?
Yeah, that's Zimun also, but he was supposed to have been benching. They didn't know how to bench. But you can't do it with a cup of wine. There's three people. You can't do it with a cup of wine. There's a trick over here. He can't bench. How could he bench? He didn't eat. How could he be on benching? He didn't eat anything. He didn't have to bench.
They said earlier.
One second. Hold. Omer Rabba Breda Abchia Barabba Rabbi Yechon and Shimon Ben Shoda Dovid Legamehu Dovid. This is his own sheet. We do not hold this way. The Ovar Hochi. The Hochi Yom Abchi Barabba and Biachin Li Oilam Ein Amotzi Yis Arabi Dech Ovozon Ache Yoichol Kazai Yis Doga. You have to eat a Kazai Yis Doga. The Rosh Yisem Besupe Kubi Mezoin Yis All Sorts. It's interesting, Rosh. It doesn't say Pas. Pas just means bread. In order for me, don't forget, it's not just Mitzvah to the Zimun. I'm being Moitzi them with the pension. Chagonish can guess. I have to eat a Kazai Yis bread Pas. Just the Rosh Yisem Kazai Yis Mezoin. But a cup of wine is not going to do the trick. That's for sure not. Yimi Kazai Yis Doga. Now, we're not talking about Tzir of Zimun. You have two breads, we said before, one guy could eat lettuce. We're talking, he's the bencher, he's moitzi, not like we do. We, everybody, bench. Then the mezama was moitzi them with the bencher. He has to eat. He says, Baruch Shalchal, he's got to eat something. And the way it comes out, it's kazai is dog. So Shimon Shotach is doing something to like halacha. It's saying in the sheet, the legam with dog. We don't hold this way.
We had a sheet earlier about the yayin de tiny.
Rabbi Gamliel holds your bench. Right. But the Rashash points out, first of all, we don't hold the way. Number two. You have to bench. No, that would be okay. But he points out, Rashi, very well, that Tosis said before, Lamed Zayin, even Rabbi Gamliel said it, only when you eat a bit kviyas, that's your whole meal. He didn't have a kviyas. He came there, got nothing to eat. He downed a cup of wine, doesn't have a kviyas. He wouldn't be mechuyav to bench, even in Rabbi Gamliel. We don't hold like Gamliel anyway. We don't hold like Gamliel.
He was in hiding, so he wasn't getting much to eat anyway.
Yeah, that's he was hungry.
Could there be such a musig of being mighty somebody, even if I'm not mechuyav, but I'm being mighty for them?
No. You have to be mechuyav badov. That's an interesting. This interesting thing because the chut should be yotzimun. This is a very interesting.
Oh, you don't know that or anything.
No. The truth is, you should be able to be moitzi without eating anything. Because since I'm a, it's like should be no worse than yotzimun. Yes, a good child. Should be like yotzimun. So the rishonim say, but here's this. We can't say baruch shachalmo. You can't say baruch shachalmo. That you can't do.
But this wasn't
this
anyway.
What?
Benching. You don't have.
No, he's benching. He's making him zoom and benching for them. He's the third guy, and he's the one, and he's being moitzed him at the bench.
He's the third guy?
Him! Oh, he's the third guy. He's the third guy.
No, there's a whole group of people there.
Yeah, past the whole. You're talking about the king and the queen, probably the whole Chagadi over there. But that's a good question. They're showing them, the problem is, it's a better problem. That if he ate a Kazai's dog, it would be good, right? That's okay, right? That's the law. Mm-hmm. If he ate a Kazai's dog, it's imuchu, you have to bench. No. It's only Dabonim, with the rice in its sphere. They zicha, the Rishonim say, they ate zichat sphere. You're talking about the king and the queen. They weren't Jalavin. They had a big meal. So they ate they sphere. So what if you ate Kazai's dog? What's the point? I'm not going to help you too much. So what's the point of Kazai? Zoktesis and most Rishonim go that way. Them it says, you can be moitzi without anything. Als yotza moitzi. Just that din, to be able to say, Bor Shachalnu, they made it to say, Bor Shachalnu, you need something that you can bench on. Rosh says maybe main gimel. That's the Rosh Hashanah. It could be mezoinus also would be good. It's like a very interesting din over here. Now, the Bach makes it not meisvei. I'm not sure why. He makes it like a rai. It's really the same thing.
Why did he hold?
I have no idea. I don't know. The guy was over. We don't know. Did he hold after bench on wine? Maybe. We don't know. I don't know what he held. Could be. Could be held. That's the Rosh Hashanah time. Maybe he holds like a, he has to bench on wine. He's got no problem. So the Rosh Hashanah says, because Toitzen Lamed Zayin. What? Rabbi Akiva holds Ochel Shelik, for whom is Zoynai. But I can't say he was satisfied with a cup of wine. That's a strange thing. All he had was one cup of wine. Why should we assume he was satisfied with that? But Taisa says on Lamed Zayin that if you don't drink Bekfias, even Rabbi Gamliel holds you don't bench. If you just take a cup of wine and drink, that's not. You have to drink Bekfias wine. That's what Rashi says. That's what it's Lagarmi. Rashi says, Lagarmi who the Ovid, nobody agrees with him. Where is it? Ain Odom Moideloi. Frank Dashash maybe holds like Rabbi Gamliel. It's still wrong. We don't hold that. What do you mean? Nobody? It's like because Taisa says on Lamed Zayin that even Rabbi Gamliel holds, if you don't drink Bekfias, you don't bench. That's what Shash points out. We don't know what his mistake is. There's another problem with this Shimon ben Shota, if you really want to know. Taisa himself, in fact, no Hakasha. If the Yisei Havlon Venivrach, he can't be Mistarev to the Zim when you had it before. Yesterday. Shit. Ilomaisla Adeloi. If we're still holding by dessert, but if we said Havlon Venivrach, nobody can be Mitzur.
Why can't you make it for him?
What?
Like nowadays, if we said.
No, they finished already.
No, it's Havlon Venivrach, but they didn't bench.
So what? They finished.
Why can't they? It's over. No, the Mitzur has.
Oh, that's the Kashin. Zok Taishis, another strange one. He's against us in that too.
What's happening?
You're not allowed to make it. Of course, Moshis can't make a bracha anyway, but there's no sheet that's there. Tais comes out, he can't. Once you say Havluch, he can't even make a bracha. You can't. Sheet isn't that. That's what Tais Sochem says. Tais Rosh says they didn't really say Havluch and Nivrach. In the middle of the meal, he was nervous, Yana. He said, can we find somebody? He really wasn't finished. Tais understands.
Why would they have given the Tais? It must be that the Tais was meant to bench on.
No, that could be. But it could be he came before. Oh, yeah, that's an NGI here. Okay. But that's what Tais goes. Tais Sochem says that way. What's going on? Look at me who does it. He's out on a limb on a few things over here. Okay, now they make the Bach changes this to Kiddesanya. Kiddesanya, Shim Gamliel Omer, Oliver Heisavi Moem, Afilo Tolim El Bitsir, Lochim Moem El Groigas Achas, Mitztarif. It's true for the Mitztarif. That's like we said before. You can be mitzvah. Aval hotzi yisav ram yidei chavoson atche yechol kazayis dogon. Itman, that's the halach. Itman nami omer Rav Chana bar Yehuda mishmei derova afilu loytova limol abetziv loch limel akuregus agas mitzvah to the zimun. And like we said, la halach we hold site 3, site 10. It's a machloig as we the meaning is site 3, site 10. Aval hotzi yisav ram yidei chavoson and motzi atche yechol kazayis dogon. Om Rav Chana bar Yehuda mishmei derova hil chesu ochalol leyerek v'shosu keishol. Yai mitzvah lotzi. Ain't no moitzi at Yechol Kazai is dogon. Two out of three is a Reva Nir. Rabbeinu says Reva Nika is 66.6%, 2/3. It's like the 7 is good, 6 dog with 2 is good. As a Chesh Rabbeinu, because 2 of 3 is 2/3. Reva Nika is 2/3.
If 11, it's not good enough.
What do you mean? Man, we dropped the other guy. What's the difference? Once you have 7, you have Reva Nika. If you 10, I dropped the other guy. Okay, now we're in Easy Street for a while. Omer Nachman, Moshe tikkun liYisrael birchas hazon b'shosh yard lemenamot. Yoshua tikkun lem birchas haoretz b'shosh nichnasu laoretz. Dovid Shloime tikkun b'nei Yerushalayim. Now, the Rosh points out very well, don't think that before Dovid and Shloime, they didn't say b'nei Yerushalayim. It's a doraisa, because they were psukim. It means the Nusach as we have it, it's actually not the Nusach as we have it. It's the Nusach that was developed once they got to Yerushalayim, they got to Beis Hamikdash, they embellished the Nusach to speak about Beis Hamikdash, Mamish. But they put, it's not the Nusach we had. That's, Reb Trager brings the truest Tajbitz over here. It can't be. We say Bnei Yerushalayim. The Dom Shalom say Bnei Yerushalayim. They were in Yerushalayim. They spoke of Yerushalayim and Binyana. After the Churban, they switched it back the other way that we should have it again. But
What did they say in the Midbar?
What?
In the Midbar, what did they say?
We'll get Yerushalayim.
No,
we will get Yerushalayim.
They didn't mention Yerushalayim at all.
But they mentioned
something about a concept of a place.
Okay. Without the name Yerushalayim.
Nishir
was in Migdash. Who?
Nishir was in Migdash.
Okay. Dove tikan al Yisrael amcho val Yishlai mirechu. Shlomo tikan al abayis hagodol v'akodesh. Yeah, right there you see. He moved it up because he had it. Oh, hatoiv ha-meitiv, like we said. That's a drabonon biyavne tiknuo keneger aruge beita. Dom rav masna oysa yom shenitnu aruge beita l'kvur tiknu biyavne hatoiv ha-meitiv. Hatoiv shlo hisrichu. Ha-meitiv shenitnu l'kvur. Very interesting nizach. So, Duretsky asked the other day, why was Hashem a bracha? What are you doing benching? Punishman asked, it was some benching. The Rosh and the Ritva say here, an interesting thing, because benching is cool like Hoido. But I just heard someone tell me, Mincha Meir, a friend of mine, David Safinsky, told me from Dorsa Meir, Hashem is a, what's the episode they made a bracha on this? I mean, Hashem is that, it's a nice thing, but a lot of things happened to Yidden over the years, you know. They were out years. I mean, from the time Beit was Nechra till they were buried were years. They were years laying there, and they didn't decompose and didn't smell. It's like a nest. Given a nest, but a lot of nisim happened to the inn. I didn't see it inside. He says the Samea says this was the first nest nigla after Churban Bayis. It just showed Hashem was showing Lamastin Logalta. I'm still with you. Even the Churban's still here. And Mele, they made a brocha. It's actually an idea to check it. The claims the Yosemite said it. I don't know. I'm actually sure. I'll regularize. He was telling it to me. I don't know. I'll take a look in his brocha. I don't know. Ton Rabbonah. Seine birch samoz and kachi. Brocha rishoyna birch hazon. Shnir birch zor. Shlish ben yushlaim. Bivir satay vametev. Ubishabis maslu nachom mesayim benachom. Now, the way Rashi and Tosis learn, there's nothing special here about Nechom, and Nechom is just what we call Bnei Yerushalayim. Rashi says, "Kloma einot zorich." I'm sorry. It meaning, ubeShabbos maskel b'Nechoma, mesayim b'Nechoma, v'yom gushayim b'amtsa. Meaning, you don't have to change the beginning or the end of the bracha. You just put in Ritzay in the middle, like we do. That's all. Top Rashi. Kloma einot zorich lo l'sayim lo l'haskel b'shal Shabbos. Ela maskel mesayim b'Nechoma, binyin Yerushalayim kori Nechoma, kol heich demas bein rachim bein nakmenu. You don't have to change it. It's a big ace here. The Rif comes and says here that since on Shabbos it's called Nechomo, Shabbos you say a different bracha in a week. You say Nachmeinu, not Rachim, but Nachem. And you finish off with Menachem, not Bnei Yerushalayim. It's a riff. What?
The
Gor Pasch? Yeah, the Gor Pasch. There are Gor says Nachmeinu on Shabbos. But Rashi and Tosfos come to say, what does mean anything here? Nechomo is just the name of Bnei Yerushalayim. That's what we call. And all we mean to say is, you don't need Shabbos at the beginning and the end, in the middle, like we do it. Mamish the way we do it. That Rashi and Tosfos come to make that point. Yeah, the going goes to Rifa, correct. Oh, Reb Lezer Omer. So where do we put Ritzay? We put in Bnei Yerushalayim. Reb Lezer Omer Ratzel Omer Ben Nechom. Oh, you want to put it there, good. Bichas Oritz Omer, you want to put it there, good. Reb Rosh Nechom B'Yavne, meaning Tova Meitav Omer. A liberal fellow. Wherever you want to put Ritzay, you can put it. V'chachomim Omer, Eino Omer Ela Ben Nechom B'Vat. Nuchachom hainu Tanakam. That's the same thing. Tanakama said in Bnei Yerushalayim. He said wherever you want. They said Bnei Yerushalayim. Ikebened the Evet. So Rashi learns, as the Chorin pointed out, because usually the second Tana is Moisef on the first Tana. So he learns the Tanakama said it should be in Bnei Yerushalayim, but if you put it somewhere else, it's okay. The last Tana is saying it must be in Bnei Yerushalayim. If you put it somewhere else, you got to bench over. But the Evet. Ikebened the Evet, Rashi says. L'rabbonim basroi mahadrinin. Like, if you put it elsewhere out of Bnei Yerushalayim, you're going to make a bench. You're going to make a bench over.
So how does the Rif touch the Rif was Nechom Bezeh?
Nachmen, Losh Nachim.
The Losh Nachim doesn't work out in this middle town over
here. Why?
Losh Nachim Benachom or Losh Nachim Benachom.
Where are you? What? Yeah, because on Shabbos it's Nechom. On Shabbos the Bracha is called Nechom. We, Rashi Teslas, it's always called Nechom. No, because the Bracha is still Nachim. You don't put Ritzay there. It still changes. On Shabbos, it's not Rachem, it's Nachem. And it doesn't end Bnei Yerushalayim, it ends Menachem. Right. Right, correct. Because for some reason, they hold Rachem is a Loshem Bakoch, and Nachem is not. They say they don't know the difference. Exactly the same thing. But they have some sort of difference in the Loshem there. Tana Rabbona. Minayin lebirchas hamozen min ha-toyra, shenema, v'chalta v'sovota b'rachto, zu birchas hazon. As Hashem alakech, so birchas hazimun. Now it happens to be out of order. The going changes it. Truth is, Tosis on Mem Hey. Tosis on Mem Vov had the other gears. It's a strange gear. So Tosis has the other gears, like the goyin. Ochalte v'savot v'achtu, so birchas hazimun. As Hashem alakech, so birchas hamozen. It's out of order. But the Mashur claims this gears is better because You just mentioned the Shem. You don't mention anything but the Shem. He claims he doesn't understand how to give. He gets it in the words. The order is right, but he doesn't see it in the words. Okay. Where is Yerushalayim? Is called Toiv. It is man da'omah hold sovah meitiv is the rice. We're going to have it right here. Machloek is here. There is a day that holds sovah meitiv. Oh, we had it already. We had it back there also. We had a day back here. Did we have a day? Yeah, because the Arab, according to that side, Zedstein, the Bryce, that Tova Meitiv is the Rice. There is such a man. There's a Bryce. Lefi Reb Nachman, there is such a Bryce there. Okay. That's this Tanakami. Now, Eli Ala Achrov, that you have to bench it, Lefon of Minayin, how do you not think of Brogha before? Amet Kavachoyme, which we've had before, Kshu Sovei, Amivorek, Kshu Roy Vokoshkin. As Toys pointed out, Lamed Hey, everybody points out it's not a real Kavachoyme. Because Lamaisa Brogha for now is not with the Rice, so we know that. It's one of those funny kavachomers. It's not real. Okay, Rabbi Omer, ain't tzorich. Who? This first man domet. Tov meitiv is doraisa. This Tanakama holds Tov meitiv is doraisa. Oh, Zot Rabbi, I don't need the kavachomer for brocha lefonel. Now they're all going to bring psukim again. It's all asmachtes. Nobody holds brocha lefonel as doraisa. Shlaz azach. It's all asmachtes. Vilchalto v'savoto beirachtes ubirchas hazon. He says, Birchas HaZimun, forget it. Like we learned before, Birchas HaZimun comes from Gadol HaShem Iti. Don't do these psukim. You don't need these psukim for it. Birchas HaZimun, Gadol HaShem Iti, Nafka. Al HaOretz. What is Hashem Lekech? I don't know what he does. We'll see. One second. Yeah. Al HaOretz, Birchas HaOretz. HaTov Zubon Yisholayim. V'cheinu Emo HaTov HaZev HaLavonon. HaTov HaMeitev HaYavnet. Gratz HaDrabonon. Okay. Ein Liel HaLachov Lefon HaMinayin. Right, so now, what is he missing? Hold on. What? Right, but he's got Ashenos Anloch extra, because the first man don't lose Ashenos Anloch for Tov HaMeitiv. He also told him it's Drabonah. So Ashenos Anloch, he gets that Brocha Rishoyne, which means he really doesn't use it either. Talmud Lom, Ashenos Anloch, Mishenos Anloch. As soon as you get it, before you eat it, you got to make the Brocha. Reb Yitzchak Omein Atzorach, I got to know on a mocha. Hareyoma, Ubeirach es lach mechoves memechon. And that means, Ubeirach, he benched your lecha. Al tiki Ubeirach ele Uborech, make a Brocha. Not he benched, but you make a Brocha. Veimas I kori lechem, kodim shiuch lenu. Yeah, you can't call lechem, after you ate it. Reb Nosson Omein Atzorach. They have a million asmachtes here for Brocha lefoneon. Harei Omer, this is a very interesting thing over here. This is by Shoal. If anyone, Shoal began his career, he was looking for some donkeys and they got lost. And then they decided to go look up Shmuel, the Navi, maybe he could help them. So they came to the city and they saw some girls there, or ladies, whatever, and they asked them, is the Navi here? So they answered them, yeah, where can I find them? Kibayachem ho ir, kein timtsunoso, beterim yala habamosalecho. They won't eat till he comes. He'll make the bracha on the zevach. So, meantime, you see, you make a bracha before you eat. Meantime, he wants to say, what are you giving such a long story over there? All he did was ask, is Shmuel home or where Shmuel lives? What are you going to answer, Mr.? It's two psukim over there. What are you talking so much? Vishanoshim Dabrani is saying, okay, that's one. They like to talk. Shmuel Omek, they listakal beyoifish shol. The Poshit wanted to look. At Shoal, they wanted to talk long. He was a very handsome fellow. Yosim Meshich Navamayla, Gov Michalom, he was something to look at Shoal. In a medrash, they bring the medrash, doesn't have the first of it. He says, Atoisa, Bnei Sol Zoynes, stop Shmuzan to look at him. Verb Yezan Omal, if he shayin Malchus no Gaz Bechavato, Avilukim Le Nimo, meaning the time didn't come yet for Shoal to take over. Shmuel still had one bit of time left till the next day, so there was a need for a stall as a man. Of course, the Mashur points out, they were not the Viyas, these women. They didn't know what they were doing. That's given up Hashem put in their mouths enough blabbering to stall a little bit so they would take more time for Shaul to bump into Shmuel. V'ein li ela birchas hamozen, birchas ha-toyre minayin. Hadar ha birchas ha-toyre. Again, we had a psukim for that already. Now, this is going to be birchas ha-toyre afterwards. And it's going to be three brachas. They all say, it's all asmachtes. It can't be real. Because if you're learning birchas ha-toyre, birchas hamozen, you should need birchas ha-toyre afterwards and you should need three brachas. So, doesn't this whole thing exist? Omer Shmuel kal v'choymer. Al chayy shor mivorech al chayy el mabola koshke. Reb Chiya bar Achmeni talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, ain't a tzorich. Hareyom al oretz hatoyv ashenos anloch. Ulahalon huoyme veetno loch asluchos seven vateira mitzvah. So you have a gzeri shor from from benchin to Torah. Reb Meir Omer, it's not a new point. Uminai shekshem pivorech ala Torah v'kach mivorech ala Ra. Talmud loymar, since Hashem nosan locha Hashem lekecha. Now, at first there's no such pasuk as the Rashash points out. It's v'chadu sevot v'erach Hashem lekecha, or it's Torah Hashem nosan loch. Doesn't say Hashem nosan locha Hashem lekecha. He means to say that Hashem nosan loch is going back on the Hashem lekecha. Elekecha is midas adin. It's asher dayancho bechol din shedoncho b'minato b'imron z'galus ben. Say Rami in a tzorich. Harei omer back on Torah. Harei omer toivo hato. It says Lord's hat toivo. Toivo zu Torah. V'chein omer ki lekatom nasat. Hat toivo zu binyan Yerushalayim. V'chein omer hat toivo zev alavonen.